Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Residents living on and around Waterloo Street in downtown Liverpool are frustrated with water and sewer upgrades that have been going on for 3 years. Christopher Clark lives on Bootlegger Lane at the end of Waterloo. He told regional councillors this week that the project has disrupted residents' lives for long enough.
It's a disgrace. But for 3 years, our street has been dug up, and it now, based on a letter that we were sent, looks as though it will go into the fourth year. The construction is being done there with very little consideration to the residents. The place is a mess.
The work begins at the corner of School and Waterloo Streets and extends down to the water. Clark said heavy equipment has been left on the street, signs have been toppled on people's lawns, and pipes were left lying everywhere. Also, a temporary traffic light is set up, and the noise from the generator disturbs residents at night.
Now, I don't for 1 minute criticize the employees who are working there. This is a very, very badly managed project, and so maybe that's where the blame should lie.
And he said he was insulted when the region recently sent residents a letter with an update on the project and told them not to talk about the problems with anybody else but senior staff.
I didn't elect the manager. I helped to elect the mayor and the councillor. So if I want to come and talk to anybody, I'm going to come and do it. I'm not going to be told by staff that I'm not allowed to come and talk. Shut the project down. You know you're not going to get it done this year. Fix up the street for us. Get at it properly next year. Do the job. And plan it. It is an absolute disgrace. I would be ashamed to sit in front of the public and tell them that I am responsible for a job like that.
Waterloo Street resident Paula Doucette echoed Clark's concerns. She told councillors that the work is progressing too slowly and the crews don't appear to be on site full time. She added that elderly residents and those with mobility issues also find it difficult to navigate around the work and the equipment.
We have two big diggers on our street. One appears to be working, one isn't working. We're paying a lot of taxes, and I'm getting really tired of this project. You know, I know it needs to be done. I know it will be great when it's finished. Get it done. If you've got to hire more contractors to come in, you know, get it done.
Mayor Scott Christian could not be reached for a follow-up interview, but he told the residents at the meeting on Wednesday that he understood their concerns.
I appreciate your frustrations and thank you for your patience. And yes, we do need to ensure that you have a better experience with respect to that project. So I apologize on behalf of the organization.
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.